Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1442. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lufu Shalemi Yeshai Yaakov Ben Rezel. Lufu Shalemi Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina. Getting back to that Allah Chazavachana Lachoyal. Okay, so I just want to talk about an interesting thing. We're talking about Hachana. We're still in the middle. We're not finished Hachana. But little tidbits here and there, if you want to call it, I want to go through as we go down the line. Since the Hachana has to do a little bit with Tircha, I just want to talk a minute about Tircha from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, how he brings it down. It's actually found in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel in Hilchas Shabbos. And you have two types of Tircha. Tircha meaning like a bothersome, activity. So you have excessive Tircha, a major exertion, if you want to call it. And then you have a small Tircha, which is a small exertion. So, you know, as far as Shabbos goes, now we're talking about a case in time whereby there's not, what you're doing is allowed to be done. You're not doing anything that's not allowed to be done. So, for example, with the Shulchan Aruch starts off, talking about these two types of Tircha, how much energy, exertion could you give out? In other words, how much work could you do? I say the word work, it's the wrong word really, for an item on Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk about what are we trying to get at. So says the Shulchan Aruch, just to start from the beginning, Shin Lamed Gimel. Again, this is not really our subject right now, but just to, like I said, since we're talking about Tircha, I want to talk a little bit about a large amount of Tircha and a small amount of Tircha and where we draw the line. So in Shin Lamed Gimel, he says the Mechabedah, it starts off Oitzer Shel Tevua. You have a Oitzer Shel Tevua, you have like a storehouse of wheat or whatever the case is, or Shel Kadayim, where you keep, like in the basement, right? Like what we have today, like a basement, garage, or whatever, whereby you keep the wine. Alfa Pisha Motel is topic, I need wine for Shabbos, right? Or not even a case of that I need wine for Shabbos, it's not a question for after Shabbos. But they have a lot of boxes over there or whatever the case is. I want to just move around the boxes. I need the wine and I have soda over there and I need it. I need it on Shabbos, right? It's Shabbos morning. I know I'm going to need it, but I don't know. I might need this soda or that soda. So what do I want to do? I have over there the 15 heavy boxes of soda, let's say. Forget the wine for a minute. Let's talk a minute about soda. 15 boxes of soda. And I'm making a small kiddush. I'm going to need three or four. So I need it on Shabbos. I'm not preparing it for after Shabbos. I have total intention for using it for Shabbos. And I'm allowed to use soda. So I'm going to start rearranging the boxes. I'm ready here. I'll start rearranging it and bringing in the ones I need and so on. But it's a big tircha. It's a heavy job, right? They're moving a lot of boxes around and so on. So that you're not supposed to do. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shemutal Tzafik Menus also the Haskel Boil of Anoisi. You can't start clearing it out and, you know, moving things around and so on. But we'll see an example in the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, how it brings it down. Ela LeDevar Mitzvah, unless it's for a mitzvah. Meaning, let's say you have five cases of wine or whatever, and I'm making a kiddush and I need the five cases of wine. So it's mamish a mitzvah, so the good. So that you're allowed to do, to start bringing it in. You know, again, there's no questions of carrying over here. There's no questions of doing any surim. You're not preparing for after Shabbos. I need the five cases. So I did heavy, so you can bring it in. It's for a mitzvah, that's all. So now with that, so there is a distinction we see of a excessive major exertion, excessive exertion, and a small amount. So let's just see in the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas how he explains that. It's one that I happened to come across that I wanted to just go through it real quickly because it doesn't really fit in so much with many of our different categories that will be not the Lamed Tes Malachas, obviously. This has nothing to do with the Lamed Tes Malachas, but it's hard to fit it in some of these nyanim that come up as we come across it. Down the line, I like to go through it because it's hard to fit it into certain categories. And as we see it on the spot like this, we got it down pat and we don't have to, in case we don't come back to it for a while. So he says like this, excessive tircha, says the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 109, excessive tircha, which means major exertion. Major exertion is forbidden, is not allowed on Shabbos, even for direct Shabbos needs. So, like we just read from the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, what do we mean by major? In this context, says the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas again on page 109 further, this context might be defined as an activity that people would classify as a major project, okay? A type of activity that one would ordinarily embark on only with prior planning. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. So for, he brings an example, and again, it's something that it's something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. I'll be using it. Okay, well, he gives an example. One may not move or rearrange very heavy furniture to redecorate a room for Shabbos, right? Let's say a case in time. I have a room and I'm sleeping in the room, and I want the room, or we'll get to a guest in a minute. That falls under mitzvah, but. Me and my kids, my wife, whatever, my bedroom, I want to, fix it up for, and I'm using it, and I want it to look a little bit nicer for Shabbos. So one may not move or rearrange very heavy furniture. So I'll start schlepping heavy things, but it's heavy. There's the dresser and this and that, whatever the case is. One may not move or rearrange very heavy furniture to redecorate a room for Shabbos. Similarly, it says further, one may not stack cases of wine, okay, boxes of food, or any other large non-muksa items. Again, we're dealing with non-muksa items to tidy up the basement, right? I want to fix up the basement. Again, in case in time, because of the fact, even though I'll be using these things, even if the purpose is to organize the items that they will need on Shabbos. I need the soda for the meal, right? I'm not sure how many boxes I need, but I'm ready here. I'll start moving things around. Maybe I need this box, maybe that box. So it's not a question of hachana. It's not for preparation for after Shabbos, but I'm just reorganizing items that I'm going to need on Shabbos. So these major projects are considered excessive tircha, and that one should not do on Shabbos, and are prohibited even for Shabbos needs. Now, again, if you need the box of soda, so you pick it up and you bring it in the house. That's not the issue. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, whatever. I'm going to be needing some of these boxes here. So I'm already down here. I'll start moving it around, rearranging the heavy boxes. You'll say, well, what do you mean? You're preparing for after Shabbos. No, I'm not preparing for after Shabbos. I'm just rearranging everything, but it's a big tircha. That's the thing. So now he goes ahead and he says that what's a minor tircha? So that's a large tircha. What's a minor tircha? Minor exertion is even small projects are permissible for the sake of Shabbos needs. Okay, minor in this context might be defined as a type of effort characteristically a minor effort of characteristic in common everyday function or spontaneous needs, okay? Something that one might suddenly need to do on any day without prior planning. For example, one is allowed to bring in a few cases of fruit, a small amount, right? A fruit, a large boxes of cake that were left that could get ruined outside in a sudden rain, shower, or so on might come. Something along those lines. Okay, well, you know what? We'll continue next time. I don't want to take too much time because there's still a little bit more ways to go, and continue to see some of the various examples as we go down the road. I just want to end off that the halacha lemaisa. I don't want to end off on that note, but halacha lemaisa does say the Shulchan Aruch, when it's for a mitzvah, then you could do a heavier tircha, the Devar mitzvah. Right, that's what he says. Again, in Shin Lamed Gimel, Asa LaHaskel BeLefanes Ela LeDvar Mitzvah. If it's for a mitzvah, says Mishbur and Sifkat and Dalid, Vafilu BeInyan Sheyesh by Torah Yoseh. Even if it's a larger tircha, so it's just to give an example. It says you say for Lametes Malachas, and we'll finish off next year. Similarly, folding chairs, for example, tables may be set up for a kiddush. Right, I have to set up for a kiddush, and it's a tircha. It's, I'm going to be moving around tables and so on. So that could be done. This could not be done before Shabbos, you're allowed to set up on Shabbos. What am I going to do? I couldn't do it before. So then you could set up on Shabbos, even though you have to start schlepping chairs and tables and these type of things. And we're not talking about outside on the dirt. We're talking about inside, whatever. Something along those lines. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.